As we come to the end of 2018, we speak with some of the chief executives of the world's leading sight loss charities. We look back at the year and ahead to 2019. For many organisations, there are challenges, there are exciting new projects, and also looking ahead. Today, it's the turn of Elliot Lyne, who is the interim chief exec for RNIB. Elliot, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Alan.
Now, Elliot, first of all, you are the interim chief exec. Just explain to people a little bit about that, how that works.
The board have asked me to be chief executive of RNIB on an interim basis until the end of next June, whilst they appoint a permanent chief executive.
So you're in the hot seat today, Elliot, and we're going to start with a look back at 2018, because your term has taken in this year. So if we were to start by looking at perhaps some of the challenges which RNIB has faced in 2018.
I mean, undoubtedly, Alan, the biggest challenge this year has been the issues at the RNIB Pairs Centre, which have really dominated a lot of our internal work over the last 6 months. You may recall that Ofsted raised some serious concerns about the safeguarding practice at the centre back in March. We've been working hard to amend and change things there. We weren't going fast enough for Ofsted, and we made the difficult decision to close the RNIB Pairs Centre. All of the children and young people, which have been our number one priority at the centre, were found alternative placements by their local authorities. That really has been the dominant focus of this year. It's had wide-ranging organisational consequences. The Charity Commission have obviously launched their statutory inquiry. We've had some financial issues that have come out of that around, you know, some of our donation income, particularly our major donors who've been more reticent in giving as a result of the issues there. So it has caused some financial issues, which have, we were making really good progress on our finances. So that set that back a little bit. So really that's been the dominant challenge, I think, in this financial year.
As you say, Elliot, a very difficult decision that the RNIB has had to face. Mm. You mentioned a little bit about the finances. I'm sure many charities, not just RNIB, have found the current financial climate challenging, to say the very least. And for an organisation the size of RNIB and the services it provides, is there light at the end of the tunnel?
There is. I'm an optimist on these things. I think this year's two steps forward and one step back. We have made some very difficult decisions in terms of restructuring the organisation in the last few years. And there's been a lot of change for the staff and volunteers who work at RNIB or volunteer for RNIB. We have made good progress. So the year to the 31st of March 2018, which is the one that we're about to release the figures for, you know, we have got an operating surplus, which is a significant development given 5 previous years we've delivered an operating deficit. So there is progress being made. As I say, it has been set back by the issues at RNIB Pairs, but we're confident that we're taking the right actions. It is a long road, but we're pretty resolute in getting there.
And you've had to make a lot of changes to the structure of RNIB and staffing and so on. So has that meant a spotlight on different areas in service where the charity should be focusing more now as we look ahead to 2019?
Yeah, I mean, one of the great things that has happened this year is the work that we've done to develop our new strategy. So we've talked to a wide range of our customers, over 700 people in the development of our new strategy, which we launched at the same time that we launched our new brand, the See Differently identity. What we're here for is for a world where there are no barriers for people with sight loss, and where that takes us is possibly different to where we've been in the past. It's incredibly exciting. You know, the new brand work that we've done, the brand look and feel has gone down very well with customers and public alike. So there's some real excitement in the organisation about what that means for the future and how we can develop ourselves as an organisation that acts as a catalyst for change, for changing the way that society relates to blind and partially sighted people.
We've launched a new brand, a new look, and, you know, I think for myself anyway, I think it makes the charity look forward thinking. It really brings us up to date and, you know, looking at sight loss completely differently as well. You know, we're not just there to support people, we're actually, you know, saying to people, here's what's possible, here's what you can do, and probably changing the perceptions of fully sighted people as well as to the abilities and aspirations of blind people.
for me, that's the most important thing. This isn't for me at all about RNIB's brand, if you like. You know, that would be a bit egotistical and self-serving. What we've done, what we've really tried to do in the work that we've done, is to challenge public perceptions, as you say. I mean, when we had our 150th anniversary, we did some research and found that one of the biggest barriers that blind and partially sighted people perceive is public perception. Is perception of the sighted world, of what it is to be blind or partially sighted. So that's why the brand campaign that we had with the adverts that were quite, you know, edgy and humorous was a real way of starting that conversation with people in a more of a light touch way. And it's got some really great feedback when I talk about it, and people see them in the lift when they come to visit RNIB, or people you talk to in the street about RNIB, or staff and volunteers think that this just changed the conversation that they're able to have. And I think what we're trying to do is much more of that challenge of the public to see the person, not the sight loss.
And that 150th anniversary, October the 16th, was the date. And a huge milestone for the charity. And, you know, when you think about the difficulties to survive as long as it has and to change lives as much as it has to be celebrated.
Absolutely. I mean, we had a lot of challenging conversations internally about how we would mark this. You know, this only happens once in an organization's life, and we've had a tough year, and so we wanted to make sure we honored the progress that we've made and all of the wonderful innovations that RNIB have been involved in the last 150 years. But we did that in an appropriate way, given that, you know, we are under scrutiny as an organization at the moment, and people may have strong views about what had happened in the recent past. So it was very important to honor it, because so many people have given so much over that time to the cause that RNIB is here for. And it also is a time for us to take stock, to acknowledge, you know, that there are some really fundamental challenges that remain for blind and partially sighted people, and it's a time to renew our commitment to resolve those and to really refocus the organisation. And I say to people quite a lot at the moment, it feels like, you know, what we're doing at the moment is we're having to deal with the past. We're having to deal with some difficult challenges that have arisen on the finances and on the safeguarding issues at RNIB Pairs. But also, we must look to the future as well. We must examine what we're here for. And when you talk to people about this, and we've done quite a lot of work with our senior staff around, you know, how we're going to do that as an organisation, there's such a lot of commitment to the new strategy and to the new See Differently strapline in particular.
So looking ahead to 2019, you know, actually this has been a challenging year, but it's been a milestone year as well for RNIB. What's on the horizon?
2018 has been a year where we've seen maybe the best of RNIB and the worst of RNIB in a way. You know, the response to the crisis has been extraordinary. We've had our 150th, but, you know, it's been some really difficult times as well. I think we can look forward positively to 2019 being a year when we really start to evolve what this new strategy means for the organisation, what it means about what we're going to be doing, how we're going to be doing that, how we're going to be relating to our customers, how we're going to be bringing the new strategy to life. You know, our new strategy is about enabling people to thrive. It's about mobilising the community and changing society. They're incredibly exciting possibilities. So what we've got to do in 2019 is bring that possibility to life.
For the past couple of years now, Elliot, we've had RNIB Connect, you know, bringing the service users, blind and partially sighted people, really into RNIB, encouraging them to shape the direction of the charity, what we do, and have a stronger voice. Do you see that continuing stronger into 2019?
Absolutely. It's a critical part of who we are. One of our values is being led by blind and partially sighted people. For me, that means much more than who's in the executive team or who's on the board. It means, as we have done for our brand, we've engaged very, very clearly at a very early stage with our customers in developing the look and feel of the organisation. With our strategy, as I said at the beginning, we've engaged a lot with a lot of customers in how we shape that. We're looking at all sorts of different ways of customers being involved in the organisation. I'm delighted to say we've now got 58,000 members of Connect, and that continues to grow every month. So it is an absolutely critical and a core part of the strategy of RNIB, mobilising the community, making sure that the community voice comes through in the campaigning that we do both at a local and national level. Those are really critical things that we need to develop in our future.
coming back to 2018 then, Elliot, for yourself, if there was a highlight that you could pick, what would you say that was?
I think the staff response to the strategy launch for me was a personal highlight. We had our staff roadshows. We did 23 sessions in 11 locations around the country and saw around 550 of our staff and talked to them about what our new strategy was about, why we were changing the brand. And I was lucky enough to do quite a lot of those. I was in Cardiff, Belfast, Edinburgh, London, and to really meet a lot of staff members, a lot of people who care passionately about the organisation, to have honest conversations with them about what hadn't been working and why it hadn't been working. It was really apparent to me that there's an incredible amount of passion in our staff and volunteers. And so it was at that point that I realised, you know, what this organisation meant to people and how important it was to renew RNIB for the future.
Elliot, great to speak with you here on RNIB Connect Radio. We look forward to the charity going from strength to strength, and thanks for talking with us.
Thank you, Alan. It's been a great pleasure talking to you and the listeners at RNIB Connect Radio, and wishing everyone a happy Christmas and a happy and healthy new year.